Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Andrea Donsky. Lisa Davis is off today. So, do you like to cook? And if so, do you try to eat as clean as possible? Today's guest, Amy Valpone, is not only my good friend and colleague, but she is also the editor-in-chief of thehealthyapple.com, a culinary nutritionist, and a professional recipe developer specializing in gluten-free and dairy-free recipes. Welcome to the show, Amy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, you are right up my alley because I am gluten-free. I am dairy-free. Tell me what got you interested in cooking gluten-free and dairy-free recipes and just a little bit about what started you at The Healthy Apple.
Yeah, so for years, you know, I was working in here in Manhattan in corporate America and became very sick. You know, and doctors had no idea what was wrong with me. I was working with, you know, a bunch of Western medicine doctors, and, you know, they were running a bunch of tests on me. They had no idea what was wrong, and they said it wasn't the food that I was eating. So I started to look more into the food that I was eating, even though I was eating incredibly healthy, and hearing more about gluten and dairy. And after cutting that out of my diet, along with soy and some other inflammatory foods, I found complete relief. And I started feeling so much better. So that's really what fueled, you know, The Healthy Apple and my website. And I ended up healing myself from so many different ailments and learning that you can do so much with food instead of, you know, being on, you know, some kind of, you know, painkillers or drugs or whatever it may be in certain situations.
So what would you say to those people who would say, oh, gluten-free, dairy-free, there's nothing left for me to eat? I would venture to guess you would say, I've got a lot of good things for you to eat.
There are. I mean, there's so many things. I just eat naturally gluten-free. I mean, I really don't even eat a lot of I don't eat any of the processed gluten-free foods because, you know, it's just, sometimes you're better off eating just whole grains because a lot of these foods are just processed and packaged with white flour. Again, even though it's gluten-free, it's still the sugar or soy or all of these different additives. So just sticking with real whole foods, you know, like something like hummus or organic chicken, organic turkey, you know, sustainable fish, organic vegetables and fruits, nuts and seeds, you know, and healthy oils, you know, things like that, that are just really naturally gluten-free that you don't even have to worry about, that you can just simply eat clean. And I always say, you know, one ingredient food, you know, whether it's an organic egg or an organic piece of chicken or an organic avocado, you know, stick with one ingredient food in all of your meals and snacks, and you're pretty much good to go. I mean, that's clean eating. That's the definition pretty much of clean eating and how I work with it.
Now, Amy, do you feel that, like, I know you said that it really changed the way, you know, you feel about things and you're able to heal. Do you feel that eating clean saved your life?
Oh, definitely. I mean, 3 years ago, I was on steroids, painkillers, water pills, and getting bone marrow biopsies at Mayo Clinic because they thought I had leukemia. I was diagnosed with Lyme disease, polycystic ovarian syndrome, hypothyroidism, candida, leaky gut, C. diff colitis, and myositis.
So oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was in pretty bad shape. And they gave me 24 hours to live. I was on morphine. And then I said, you know what, this Western medicine isn't working for me. And that's when I went back to school, got my, you know, started understanding and got my degree in integrative medicine and started to understand, you know, what is going on and how can I help. It really is about how to help your body, right? And
absolutely,
what to feed it and what your cells and your mitochondria of all your cells need. And I think a lot of people they're not really sure. You know, they think of 100 calories and they think that's great, but, you know, just because it's 100 calorie pack of Oreos, that doesn't mean anything. You know, it's void of nutrients and fiber and all these antioxidants. You know, you're better off eating, you know, a couple hundred calorie avocado or a handful of nuts with healthy fats that are going to fight inflammation and antioxidants and fiber and proteins and different things like that that are building blocks for your body. Because even though that 100-calorie pack might help you stay in your skinny jeans now, 20, 30 years, you know, you're wondering why, you know, there's hypothyroidism or you know, there's some other kind of, maybe it's arthritis or something else, you know, that's forming inside your body, and you're wondering, you know, well, wow, I have to look at the quality of my food. So that's when I started getting really interested in the whole topic.
No, and I love that you say that, because a lot, I mean, Amy, you know what we do, I know what you do, and we come across a lot of people who think, you know, oh, it's all about the calories. I should be looking, I should just be looking about it, how many calories I'm taking in, I should weigh my food, but they don't really look about, they don't look at the nutrient density like you're talking about of the food. And it's all about reframing people's minds and saying, guys, you know, to me, reading calories is so old school. I mean, who does that anymore? I mean, I'm tongue in cheek about it, but I mean, realistically, the new way that we should be looking at food is reading ingredients, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree completely. Yeah, and especially more and more as all these, you know, a lot of brands and a lot of companies are, you know, sneaking different ingredients into all these foods. I mean, you know, there's pretty much soy in every tea bag in the food store. I mean, it's impossible. I've only found a few organic tea brands that don't have soy in them. I mean, it's amazing where these foods creep up. You know, it's not just in edamame or tofu, you know? So it's the same thing with gluten and dairy and, you know, in supplements or vitamins or, you know, I was visiting my family over the holidays and my mom had a shampoo in the shower and it had wheat in it. You know, I mean, things that you just would never even realize.
Yeah, I always find it interesting when you see personal care products advertising their product as gluten-free. So it's like, you know, why are they there in the first place? But I'm guessing, I'm not a product formulator, so I'm guessing that there's reasons that they're in there. But you're absolutely right, and I think it's really important that we read those ingredients carefully and understand what we're reading. So I love what you do about the clean eating. Share a recipe. What is one of your favorite easiest recipes that we can do? You know, I love to cook. I cook on Sundays and I love easy recipes to follow. So just share something that's easy that you think that people can, you know, make quickly, but everyone in the family could enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that's so easy is just whipping out your food processor and just opening up, you know, a can of white beans or a bag of white beans or any kind of bean, or lentils are great. Putting them in the food processor with, you know, sea salt, pepper, you know, and then putting in some kind of, you know, soft vegetable. Maybe it's, you know, zucchini, or maybe it's, you know, maybe it's even beet, you know, something like that, and whipping it up with avocado and making kind of a protein packed, you know, healthy fat pate for your week. Maybe you put some cashews in it. And then you literally just take that, you know, maybe put some fresh basil or oregano in it and stick it in your fridge. And then you have that to snack on all week long with crackers or crudité, or, you know, to put on a piece of toast or whole grain toast in the morning, you know, for breakfast, or to put it into a burrito or a soft taco for dinner, or to put a dollop of it on top of a salad instead of salad dressing for lunch. So it's like some easy things like that where you can get your protein and your healthy fats, you know, and your complex carbohydrates, you know, right away.
I always tell people that I love, we have about, you know, 20 seconds left, but I always tell people that I love, you know, keep some hummus in your fridge, keep some things that are easy and accessible for snacking. What would be, really quickly, one of your favorite go-to snacks, like, other than what you just mentioned, and let's say hummus?
Oh, guacamole.
Throw
an easy avocado in the food processor with maybe cherry tomatoes, fresh basil, cilantro, salt and pepper, and maybe a little bit of crushed red pepper, lemon juice, and you're all set. I mean, that's as easy as it gets. I mean, and that's a great breakfast with some eggs and, you know, organic eggs on a piece of whole grain toast.
I love that you said that, and I'm a huge guacamole and avocado fan, so I love that. Amy, such a pleasure. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And if you'd like to learn more about Amy and check out her recipes, you can visit thehealthyapple.com. You could also follow her on Twitter at thehealthyapple. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.